Perek of Midas, third Mishnah. Sheish l'shokas ha'yibazor. There are six rooms on the side of the courtyard of the base of Mikdash. Shalosh b'tzofen v'shalosh b'dorim. Three in the northern part and three in the southern part. Shebetzofen in the northern part. Lishkas ha'melech, lishkas ha'palva, lishkas ha'maydichin. Three ones. It's going from the east to the west. There's one for the salt. One was called Lishkas HaPalva. We'll see soon what exactly was done in each one of these. Lishkas HaMelech Shasham Lais HaMelech HaKolb. In a lot of salt for a lot of kabbana, so a room full of salt. Lishkas HaPalva Shama Yumoilchim Oires Kotchim. They would salt the hides of the kotchim over there. Palv in modern Hebrew is like a fur, but over here maybe they took it from this Mishnah. I'm not sure where they took it from. This Mishnah palv does not mean the hides. It means name of some magician. Yeah, and he built this
magician.
Yeah. This sorcerer, he built this. That's one shot in the Rav. Yeah. Akopan, he was the one who was involved in building it. Shami Malchim Oyes Kotchim. Al Gaga on the roof of this room. Are you based Tefillah the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur? That's where the mikveh the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is. From here we see a mikveh does not have to be on the ground floor. Can that be in a kli? It could be in a building that was put together. Lishkas Amidichim, the third Lishka is a Lishka for washing things up. Shama Yimadichim Kirvei Kotchim. They'd wash out the innards of the korban that was full of all the decomposed matter. Misham Nisiba Oila Lagag Besa Pauva. And there was this chimney, or whatever you want to call it, that would go up to the roof of the Beis HaPalva.